Hi, and good day, Warriors of Love family. And today's episode is titled Sacred Ahava, Unlocking the Divine Message of God's Eternal Love in the Old Testament. And what we will be doing today is we will be looking at the amazing word called Ahava, that is the Old Testament equivalent for the Greek word agape, which refers to God's unconditional love. And it is often attributed to God himself because God is love. And what we will be doing is we will be looking at today, very beautiful, the Hebrew letters for the word Ahav or Ahava, and just focusing on how they relate to Jesus, having scripture supported, because as you know, it says in 2 Corinthians 8:3-18, and we with unveiled face, being holding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit of God. And that's why we find it so important to focus on finding Yeshua, because aka Jesus, because when we find him, you know, we have that opportunity to be changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So you guys ready to delve in with me? Okay, let's go. So the Hebrew word Ahav has three letters, Aleph, He, and Bet. And when we look at these three letters, we see they refer to Aleph, starting with Aleph. It means Yeshua, the divine Messiah. He is God's word made flesh, Bet, and dwelt among us. So these are the three meanings that for these, each of these individual letters. What we're going to do now is, because we've already analyzed these letters, and because it's letters, it's not just letters in themselves, but it's letters together that form a word, we are then by the same principle going to take these letters, meanings, put them together so that we can form a sentence by which we can unlock the hidden message and the divine message that God in Jesus had sealed up for us, you know, so that we can behold him. Here we go. Again, here's the sentence. And I will keep it in mind. I will be adding in to this. Reason being is because I feel that, you know, these Hebrew letters and these Hebrew words don't just have one meaning, but they have many meanings. And as per, you know, God's permission, as long as it's founded in scripture, I'm going to be expanding on the previous meanings and adding in more meanings so that we can get as much meat from these letters, from this hidden message as possible. Again, being supported by scripture, but so important and so relevant. And I'm of the mindset, as I'm sure you guys are as well, you know, why do we wait to squeeze the marrow out of life? Why don't we do it now? So the sentence will be going like this. Yeshua, the divine Messiah, is God's word made flesh, who was sent by God and through his love for us to come and dwell among us, so that we too may become the dwelling place of God here on earth. And the supporting scripture for this is so beautiful, as it is found in John 3 verse 16, where it says, among other verses, mind you, where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believed in him will not die, but have eternal and everlasting life. This is a message that is the foundation of Christianity and really something we must not forget. So thank you guys so much for tuning in and have a blessed Friday. Shalom.
Thanks for tuning in to Sacred Ahava, Unlocking the Divine Message of God's Eternal Love in the Old Testament. We hope you enjoyed this episode and found it insightful. If you want to hear more Christ-centered, Bible-based, identity-affirming content, make sure to subscribe to our podcast, Warriors of Love Ministries, available on all major podcasting platforms.